Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light. That's it. Welcome back. Second Sight welcomes you back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And now it's time for, what's your name?
Sheila's Trivia.
Young.
Sheila's Trivia.
It's my trivia.
Sheila Young, trivia time. Trivia time for Sheila.
He's on the second page. He's looking.
Okay, time for trivia. Trivia, 407-894-1680. This is Sheila's Trivia.
In honor of Valentine's Day.
And then.
I don't hear nothing. 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
I sent it to him. He's getting it. Sheila, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to do after?
Oh, after trivia, we're going to talk about some statements from Phyllis Diller. So who's singing this song?
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever.
Debbie, get it together.
I don't get the one. And then
that song, 407-894-1680.
Okay.
And I'm telling you right now, it's not Clarence Henry. It's not Clarence Frogman Henry. What?
Sheila, let's go.
Okay.
Sheila.
For those of you.
It's Clarence Carter.
Okay, here we go.
For those of you who don't remember who Phyllis Diller was, she was a just very out there comedian. She was wonderful. I loved her.
I had sight. I remember she had crazy hair.
Crazy hair.
Yeah, with that big white, yeah.
Crazy hair.
Yeah.
But I got this email with all these statements that she had, and Lynn and I and Chris are going to go through a couple of them. So one of them says, let's see. All right, where'd it go? As your beauty fades, so will his eyesight. Phyllis Diller.
What?
As your beauty fades, so will his eyesight. So don't worry about it. As women age, you don't have to worry about it. Because as men age, then their eyesight.
And the other one I liked was, housework won't kill you, but why take a chance?
Yeah, I love that one. So you want me to read one?
Yeah, yep, your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Cleaning your house while your kids are still growing up is like shoveling the sidewalk before it stops snowing. That's funny. Hey, that's Chris, the way I feel like with the animals in the house. Chris, what do you got? I just read the one about cleaning your house.
Oh, I got Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina on the phone line who wants to get in for this trivia.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
Kevin, how are you?
Kevin from Greensboro, Kevin. Kevin.
Hey, Michael, Lynn, Sheila.
Hi, Kevin. Hello. How are you?
Yep, Sheila. Oh. Okay. Yep, I got that one. Oh. Got tired of listening to it on TV on the variety show.
Yeah, right.
Oh, back in the 70s. So that was Daryl Dragon and Tony Tenniel, Captain Tenniel.
That's correct.
Right.
Good job.
Did he get it right?
Yes,
he got it
did. Congratulations.
Right. Okay, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All
is there
right.
a Subway in Greensboro?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is there a Subway in Greensboro?
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Okay, so now you got there. You'll be sending you a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right.
Enjoy it.
Thank you,
okay,
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
Thanks for Kevin.
Okay. Have a good night.
Good night.
You want to do another one?
I
want to
do one. I want to do the one.
Wait, I got one. I want
to
do
Chris,
one.
Chris wants
no,
to do
not
one.
Trivia. This is not trivia.
No, we're
it's
doing
Chris's.
Phyllis. I want to do one.
We're doing Phyllis Diller.
I want to do one for Phyllis Diller.
Michael remembered one. Let Michael do it while he remembers it. Okay.
I want to do the one. In the first 12 months, I like that one. In the first 12 months.
Yeah.
You try to teach your kids how to walk and talk, and the next 12 months you teach them, shut up, sit down, shut up, don't talk, don't say nothing, shut up.
It's so funny. What do you got, Chris?
What you got, Chris?
Yeah, the reason women don't play football.
I knew he'd pick that one.
Is because 11 of them would never wear the same outfit in public. I can't believe that one.
Okay, I've got a good one.
What the?
Best way to get rid of kitchen odors, eat out.
Oh.
What do you have, Sheila? You
well, that that's one? The one I had,
oh,
but hold
I'm
on.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
What else? Do you have another one, Sheila?
She's
checking her.
Yeah, hang on.
That's okay. She's got it all on her Victor Reader.
I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them.
Yeah, I like that one too.
What I don't like about office Christmas parties is looking for a job the next day.
Oh, goodness.
How about the one that said asked out?
Which one?
The one that says ask out.
Oh, Burt Reynolds.
You want to do it,
Burt Reynolds.
No, go ahead, Michael.
Oh, Burt Reynolds. Oh, you do it, Michael.
No, you do it. Okay. You do it, Lynn.
Burt Reynolds once asked me out. I was in his room.
You got that, folks?
Yeah.
You don't think you do.
Here's one.
Burt Reynolds asked her out, and she was in his room.
She also said, anytime three New Yorkers get into a cab without an argument, a bank's just been robbed. What do you have, Sheila?
Hold on.
It's hard to keep up.
The only time I've ever enjoyed ironing was the day I accidentally got gin in the steam iron.
What'd you say that one?
Oh, geez.
The only time she ever enjoyed ironing was when she accidentally got gin in the steam iron. Instead of pouring water into the iron, she got gin in the steam iron. So it steamed in her face. That's pretty funny.
Let's see.
What do you have?
We're about done.
Okay, well, let's see.
Oh, I like this one.
Okay.
My photographs don't do me justice. They look just like me.
Old age is when the liver spots show through your glove.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Let's see.
Oh, I like this one, too. Tranquilizers only work when you go by the directions on the bottle. Keep away from children.
That's right.
Look, the reason the golf pros tells you to keep your head down is so you can't see him laughing. Oh, wait. You know you're old if they have discontinued your blood type.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Phyllis, I think we've gotten them all. She was so funny.
Wait, there's another one here. Asked the waiter, is this milk
fresh? Oh, yeah.
Is this milk fresh? And he said, lady, 3 hours ago it was grass.
So anyway, we hope that everybody has enjoyed our little bit of humor for tonight.
Which one do you like the best?
I like this one here. Oh,
here's another one.
I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with
them.
Well,
I did that one.
Oh, you did that one?
I read that one.
I must have been on the phone for that one.
I think my favorite one was the one I did.
Yeah, that is the best one.
Yep. They're all funny.
The first 12 months, the kids growing up, you teach them how to walk and how to talk.
That's true.
And then after the next 12 months, what you do is sit down, shut up.
That's true.
Don't say nothing. Be quiet.
But that's the reason why most women won't play football, because they ain't wearing the same outfit. I got to put this back on?
So we're going to go to break and come back. Hopefully our guest caller will be on the line for the same show.
This is the Blind and
Beyond
Radio Show. We are Beyond.
She's
tonight.
Calling in now. So.
Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
That was fun, Sheila.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at Bonnacle.co.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When Gary was diagnosed with macular degeneration, he could no longer see his grandchildren and he had to step down from his job. Fortunately, he discovered a new technology, eSight. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated assistive technology that dramatically enhances vision for people living with vision loss. If you or a loved one are living with vision loss, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to see if eSight could be a fit for you. Share that you heard about eSight from the Blind and Beyond radio show for a special 25% discount off of your home trial, only available until February 28th, 2020. Again, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to schedule an at-home trial today.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Michael, 407-894-1680. Well, I hope you like that Phyllis Diller we played before. It was pretty good. Everybody took part in it and gave you a little laugh. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Our guest caller's on the line, Michael.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-486. I'm losing it.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well, let me welcome our guest.
Mike, y'all are red over there. Wait, what are you
doing? We told you to lower the temperature.
We are. We are way beyond tonight.
407-894-1680.
Go Priscilla on. Earhart, are you there?
Please.
Yes, I'm here.
Please. Save us.
It's so cold in here. Our brains are frozen. We'd like to welcome Priscilla Earhart. And Priscilla is the works at Keystone. She's the vice president of services. So we'd like to meet you and learn all about that.
How are you tonight?
I am great.
Good.
I was so anxious to talk to you, I called at 8:15 this morning.
Michael was going to say good morning. She just said she called at 8:15.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
So you woke him up, huh?
Yeah, I woke him up. He said, nobody's up at this hour.
That's funny.
Yeah. Sorry you missed church. We're just crazy.
So tell us about Keystone, more important.
Mm-hmm.
You there?
I'm here.
Okay. Tell us about Keystone. We need to know about Keystone.
You are the vice president of services, so what does that entail?
Well, the agency has 6 counties that we serve, and basically we are under contract through the Department of Human Services with the Pennsylvania Association for the Blind, and we provide through that contract transportation to all essential services, medical appointments, grocery shopping, banking, social service agencies. We just can't take people to the hairdresser and the barbershop, although I know that's important.
Yeah. I was starting to say, well, that's important too.
Yeah, our ladies, they frown when they hear that part. But we also can help people with their paperwork, their banking, like I said, grocery shopping, anything that is an essential part of being able to stay healthy, safe, and independent in their home.
Is that all 6 offices? If you live in Bucks County or if you live in Montgomery County?
These services are available through 26 agencies in every county in the state of Pennsylvania.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes. It is pretty awesome. So here at Keystone, we have 4 counties that we serve on the western side of Pennsylvania and 2 that we serve on the eastern side of Pennsylvania. We manage the 3 of the counties. It helps them out financially so that they can make the most out of the money that they have to provide services.
That is an awesome service.
The different territory like Bucks County and Montgomery County, they know about these services. It's very nice.
Yes. And we need to get the word out. Montgomery County is one of ours. Chester is the Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired is one of the agencies we manage. We manage Beaver County Association for the Blind, and then at Keystone Blind Association, we serve Mercer County, Lawrence County, and Crawford County.
Where's Beaver County? Where's that?
Where is that? Which one?
Beaver.
Beaver must be by Penn State.
Beaver is just north of Pittsburgh.
Oh, the other direction. Okay, Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pittsburgh.
Well, can I ask you a question? You
sure.
You said you want to get the word out. Do you do any communicating with the advocacy groups, such as the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind?
The Pennsylvania Council for the Blind, we do a little more with the. We've had a representative on the board at the Pennsylvania Association for the Blind from there.
Mm-hmm.
Keystone itself does not, there are groups, the advocacy groups, they are like branches of the Pennsylvania Council for the Blind, and there is one in Venango County, which is very close to us.
Mm-hmm.
But there has not been one in Mercer County. Although, like the other day, I had someone call me who needed some advocacy because of what was happening at her job, and she wanted to be able to retain her license as a notary, and she needed some legal assistance. She had some advice. And so I referred her to both the Pennsylvania Council for the Blind and to the National Federation for the Blind.
Good, good. Because
we have a lot of folks listening to this radio show in Pennsylvania, and I hope they know about Keystone.
It sounds like you guys do an awesome service.
Oh, we try.
And what else do you do?
What else do I do? Well, we also have life skills classes, and they can range from anything from working with people with their eating skills, utilizing the kitchen skills, cooking safely, getting away from just prepackaged foods and being sure that they can prepare foods, cutting skills, other forms of cooking, being able to realize that your microwave can do more for you than heat up a prepackaged meal,
mm-hmm.
frozen meal,
mm-hmm.
And other devices that there's just so much available now that can help you prepare healthy meals in reasonable time and safely.
Mm-hmm.
We also, in our life skills classes, make sure that they get information about things that they need, whether it's help with utility bills or getting their taxes done, finding out about safe tips for in the sun, protecting your eyes, just any number of things that would pertain to anyone, but especially to people who are blind or visually impaired, whether it's a service or information that's available.
Can you tell us a little bit about I'm sorry. I thought you were done with that. I was going to say... tell us a little bit about the support groups.
The support group?
Mm-hmm.
The support group is kind of a self-run support group. We always have someone there to kind of help guide a little bit, you know, what do you guys want to talk about next time, making sure that everybody gets their chance to talk. But other than that, it is their group, and they talk about what they need to talk about. It might be, you know, what's your biggest challenge? And they might decide even to work on a particular thing between now and the next group and come back and talk about it. It might be, you know, my family just doesn't get it. You know, I want to be able to do things for myself. And, you know, I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I made a little bit of a mess with the jelly, and they don't want me to do that anymore. But I need to do that, you know. So how do you work with your family? And they work together. And it's not a complaint group. It's a support group.
That's very important.
And whatever means that they need support, that is what they talk about.
Well, I had to speak at the Braille Challenge this past Friday, and one of the other speakers was talking, and she was reading this thing from Disability Wisdom.com, and
mm-hmm.
it said, you know, this is a 2-year-old's version, you know, I wanted to get dressed, and my mom said, no, let me do it, we don't have time. Or I wanted to feed myself, no, you're too messy, let me do it, you know. So it's the same thing with some parents and some family members with adults, you know. It's the same situation, and you think you're helping, but you're doing a very big disservice to them. So
right. And they just truly don't understand.
Mm-mm.
And that's part of what we work on in the support groups and encourage in the support groups is, you know, how can you advocate for yourself?
Mm-hmm. And it's so important. It's a learned thing. It's not automatic that people learn how to advocate. It's something that you really have to be taught or observe or just kind of figure it out, but it's not something that comes naturally.
Not for a lot of people.
Mm-mm.
No, there are a few.
Yeah, like me.
You know, what's really neat is when you get those few in a group.
Yeah.
And they really inspire the others. Because it's very easy for me to say, I'm sighted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do this, you could do that. But it's another thing when you hear it from your peers.
Well, and this girl that I worked with, I just retired, but this girl I worked with is a sighted teacher with a master's degree. You know, I mean, she's a brilliant lady. And she got up one morning and decided she was going to close her eyes and make her coffee. And she said, it took me 2 seconds and I gave up. I opened my eyes and she came into work that day and said, I don't know how you do it every day, Sheila. She said, I gave up.
Wow. It's tough.
It is tough.
So, Priscilla, so tell everybody how they can reach you at Keystone and the website, and just give everybody the information that's listening all
okay.
around the
state. Keystone is keystoneblind.org. If people are interested in coming to our area or are in our area and are seeking services in our area, our phone number is 724-347-5501. If they want more information about services, my extension is 216, and I'd be happy, more than happy, to talk to anyone about it. I want to make sure I know that we've been talking about our employment.
Right, the mailroom opportunity, career
that's
opportunity.
Available. And there's other employment as well. We have a lot of other things that we do. We have an operations center in the back. They're making striking tools, shovels, helmets for the Navy, and we have a shredding operation. We have contracts for the photo driver's license centers. We have contracts for cleaning contracts and stuff. So it depends on someone's vision or what type of disability they have, what we're, you know, where we're able to fit them. But there are many, many opportunities.
We have a caller
right now.
We have a caller I'd like to
we
talk
have
to you.
1 minute
KJ
left.
KJ from Orlando, Florida would like to talk to you. KJ, you're on the line.
Say hello to Priscilla.
Sure. Hello. Hello. Hey. So I had a very interesting experience today. I was at dinner. I'm on my way home from dinner. I went with Shirley and Linda Perkins in Winter Springs. And when we got there, we asked for a braille menu, and the lady goes, "Oh, she started showing her the cheap meals," and then Shirley goes, "Do you know what braille is?" She goes, "I guess not." So she didn't even know what braille meant.
Kelly, did you have a question for Priscilla?
No, I'm sorry.
We have to say goodnight to Priscilla.
Goodbye.
Well,
that's okay, but I know the Perkins in Crawford County mm-hmm. has braille menus.
Well, there you go. That's great. Thank you for being a good sport, Priscilla. It's been a crazy day.
Yes. But one of the things that I do want to share with you and your listeners is that when people, for example, in the mailroom, if they come to work with us, our services department is there pretty much from beginning to end. Sometimes we're picking them up at the airport, sometimes at the bus station. We might be taking them to their apartment, helping them, you know, do all the paperwork with the manager. Sometimes we're there with them when the moving companies come, if they don't have any family, get them to work on the first, to get them into the agency on their first day until transportation's set up. We have orientation and mobility specialists on staff. We have rehab specialist, vision rehab specialist on staff. We have a low vision doctor who works with us, and our rehab specialist also does low vision. So from the day that people get to us, and any of our folks, just people who live in our community, these folks are available for in their home and in their
That's
employment
wonderful.
Setting. That's so great.
We have to say goodnight, Priscilla, but thank you very, very much for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're
going to break.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too.
Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Glad to Be On Radio Show.
Oh, Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer. Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it, that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond.
You are out of control tonight.
Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you definitely do, is 407-894-1680. We have a line caller right now calling in from, where is he calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland. Calling from Maryland. His DC. Name is Ben Shaberman, and he happens to be the author of the one, the only
Retina Boy.
Retina Boy. Ben Shaberman, you on the line?
I am here.
Here he is, the author, the author of the one, the only Retina Boy.
Thank you for that dramatic introduction.
Well, it's been a dramatic night.
It's been a strange night.
So you're in the right place with your book, with Retina
your
Boy. Boy.
Your book fits right in tonight.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
I'd like to conform. I am doing well. I am doing well.
That's good.
Glad you guys are having a wacky time there in
Orlando.
Yeah.
How much snow have you got?
You know, we have zero snow. It was in the low 50s today.
Oh.
And I hope I don't jinx anything, but we've had very little snow this year.
Well, I will be up there in 2 weeks, so pray for no snow.
I will. Even if you weren't coming, I would be praying for no snow.
That's funny.
So tell us about Retina Boy.
So Retina Boy is my sci-fi novel available on Amazon and Audible. It's on Kindle and text and obviously audio version. And it's about a kid born in Iowa, allegedly born in Iowa, without retinas. And researchers are mystified by the fact that they've really never seen a baby or any human being that doesn't have any or barely any retinal tissue. But as it turns out, and you learn this early on in the book, so it's not too much of a spoiler, but it turns out he's actually an alien from another planet, and he was swapped the day after his birth for this baby, human baby. And the human baby is brought back to the alien planet. And Retina Boy, who again is the alien, grows up on Earth to have a pretty normal life. He's a really smart kid. He plays awesomely guitar. He forms a rock band. He's got a girlfriend who happens to use a wheelchair. So they're really a perfect pair. He's her legs and she's her eyes. And then meanwhile, back on our alien planet, Zuba, the scientists there are doing all kinds of exams and tests on the human baby named Doug to see if they can bestow their blind inhabitants with vision. And so the book alternates between those two worlds. And then, well, it gets dramatic toward the end, and there's a lot of exciting developments. I think I've had people comment that they get hooked in right away, and I know a few people who have, in listening to the audio version, have listened to it just about straight through. It's about 5.5 hours. So it's one of those books, at least when I tried to write it, that will get your attention and keep you glued in. So, and I'm also happy to report that over the past month or two, I've gotten some nice media coverage. Optometry Today, which is a journal for optometrists in the UK, did a nice story on me and the book. A lot of the story was talking about my inspiration for the book. And working for the Foundation Fighting Blindness for the past 15 years, even though my focus is science, I've reported on families. I've met a lot of families and kids, and the kids are just awesome. They're so courageous, and they really take their vision loss in stride for the most part. And that's why I wrote the book, to highlight the kids and kind of make one of these kids a superhero.
Well, I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I plan to, so I'm looking forward to it. And while I've got you on the phone, I can announce that Ben will be in Orlando in May, attending our Florida Council of the Blind State Convention.
May 16th.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. And you will be there.
And it was a last-minute thing because I was a substitute presenter, but I was actually in the Villages a few weeks ago.
I heard
and
that.
And I did a mm-hmm. presentation there. Mm-hmm. So,
and I heard it was amazing. You did a great job. So,
well, thanks. It was a lot of fun. We were welcomed very warmly, and it was beautiful weather. So can't beat that.
Well, yes, I look forward to meeting you, and I look forward to seeing you in May. That'll be exciting.
Yes, me too.
So will you be talking about the book at the convention, or you'll just be there for the Foundation Fighting Blindness?
Well,
or
a little of both. So what I normally do when I present for the foundation is I talk about clinical trials that are underway or emerging therapies that are almost in clinical trials. That's what people want to hear about. Mm-hmm. And I also talk about our no-cost genetic testing program, our registry, and then I close it out with a little pitch for the book. And depending, I guess there, it's a pretty big audience, so I'm not sure if I'll have books available or not, since it is such a large audience. But I do enjoy promoting the book. And just so your listeners know, they can learn more about the book, obviously at Amazon or Audible, but you can visit retinaboy.com. And if people just want to get in touch with me, whether it's about the book or just to talk about a retinal condition, I'm at bshaberman@fightingblindness.org. So that's B as in boy, S-H-A-B as in boy, E-R-M-A-N, @fightingblindness.org.
Well, thank you.
It's also on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can look them up. It's right there.
That's correct. Well, thank you,
Ben. Look for Ben Shaverman.
That's great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for coming on board. Thank you so much, okay. Ben. That's Ben Shaverman.
Okay.
And
have a good evening.
Okay, continue your wackiness.
We're going off the air shortly. That'll save
us.
Thank you, Ben. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So we're going to break in a minute, and then when we come back, we'll do our wrap-up.
Goodness gracious.
Are you there, Michael?
We're going to break. Don't go away.
She'll get to you.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okey-dokey.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
When Gary was diagnosed with macular degeneration, he could no longer see his grandchildren and he had to step down from his job. Fortunately, he discovered a new technology, eSight. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated assistive technology that dramatically enhances vision for people living with vision loss. If you or a loved one are living with vision loss, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSighteyewear.com to see if eSight could be a fit for you. Share that you heard about eSight from the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for a special 25% discount off of your home trial, only available until February 28th, 2020. Again, call us at 1-855-837-4448 or visit eSightEyewear.com to schedule an at-home trial today.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, well, it's almost over, so you better call in quick, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680.
Just don't call
you. Take your little fingers
morning
and push the buttons. We're here waiting for you to
hear
call
hear what I
in
said, Michael?
What?
They
no
just shouldn't
don't
call
tomorrow morning.
Yeah, don't call Michael in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
It's okay. That time for the show
it's
wrap
that
up.
Time?
It's that time.
What time? Is it
it's
trivia time?
No.
No more trivia. No more trivia.
Going off the air in a few minutes time. So anyway, I wanted to give our show wrap up. Join us next week. Same time, same place. And Dave, Big Dave Hillebrand,
oh, Big
will
Dave
be
Hillebrand
here.
Will
yeah
be here next week.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we will meet our guest caller from Foundation Fighting Blindness and the Low Vision Shop and Angel City Sports from
goodness
LA.
Full show.
Yeah, another full show. You there, Michael?
I am here.
Okay, well.
What do you want from me? What do you want from
I
me?
My,
what do you want from
I
me?
I did my thing.
Your turn.
Hey, folks. Do you know I love my wife? But I'll tell you this right now. She's tough. She's tough with a blind man. She makes me do everything.
Oh.
Everything she makes me do.
You are so.
I'm complaining to all my listeners. If I say, where is this? You know what she says?
Find
go
it.
Go find yourself.
We need some violins.
Would you believe that?
Playing.
That's what she says to a blind man.
Yeah.
Go find it yourself.
We definitely need the violins.
Chris, you got any violins?
My mother would
there
never do that to me.
Yeah, I know. That's part of your problem.
Say that again now.
I said, do you have any
we need violin music.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, not that one?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, give me a minute. I can come up with something.
Okay.
You want something, poor you want something
Michael
lovely?
Poor Michael. He's so abused.
Correct. Between the two of you.
So, Sheila, you got a busy schedule coming up.
I do. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to walk on the Hill to talk with our legislators for the Florida Council of the Blind.
Take your gloves.
We're going. Yeah, I'm taking coats and gloves. And we're going to be talking about initiatives for autonomous vehicles. And we're going to be talking about initiatives for Centers for Medicaid and Medicare to cover cost of products such as CCTVs and magnification for low vision.
What about jobs?
But that's not one of our initiatives this year. So, but yeah, it's a lot of 2 days of training and meetings and then probably cold weather.
And then you'll come back and you'll report to us again.
And I'll come back and I'll tell you how it went.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
Michael,
Valentine's, everybody.
Sheila.
Thank you.
Chris.
You too. And to everybody out there.
And we'll see you next Sunday. Oh, there's the.
Is
violin?
That the violin?
Wait. Oh, there's Michael's sob song. Is that what that is?
Well, I don't know what it is.
It's just some nice original Valentine's Day music.
Oh, okay. Aww.
Sweet.
How sweet.
So happy Valentine's Day to you from my heart to yours.
Hey, folks.
There's the violin. Thanks,
you know.
Thanks for letting us to come into your home.
Mike. Putting up with us tonight.
And putting up with
oh
us
my
tonight.
Gosh.
Yes. You know, Mike.
Phone number. Well, the phone number. You wait till next week to call in.
We're going to have to do this again, eh?
Same time, same station.
We're going to have to do this again, man.
Listen, folks, I hear the mumbling in the background.
I know. It's just
don't
a little
go
mumbling.
Away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well.
I'm going to see you
good
next
night.
Week.
Love you all. Take care. God bless.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you think about